your mouth and your feet and your hands all have to do different things. And I just never could remember to count. And I was like, this is rock and roll. I don't want to count. I just want to rock. So I was a terrible drummer.
Failings as a drummer led Nico Case to stepping out as a singer. Maybe her loss, but definitely our gain, because the storm-obsessed songwriter can indeed rock in a windswept, melancholy sort of way. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Garth Hudson, M. Ward, members of Calexico and Los Lobos, the artists appearing on the latest Nico Case album, Middle Cyclone, are all the indication you need of her respected place in the music world. But of course, it's the notes, not the names, that'll prove it. And Nico's been making that case since her first solo record in 1997, and before that with the band The New Pornographers. Middle Cyclone finds her otherworldly voice once again at the crossroads of pop and alt-country, and still throwing in the unexpected, maybe a chorus of pianos on a Harry Nilsson tune, or a sweetly sung line about punching someone in the face. Animals make their way into the lyrics, too. But before explaining a reference to a man-eater, Nico told FUV's Claudia Marshall about one wish she has for her voice.
You know, the quality of your voice, Nico, is often compared to Patsy Cline. I've read Wanda Jackson. You know, not bad company. Does it sound that way in your head?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, because your voice never sounds the same.
That's kind of out of my league.
Yeah.
I think that early on I started getting those comparisons because people would go, country music.
Well,
ladies, Patsy Cline, Wanda, sure.
Yeah.
And so they would go for the easy reach. But I don't know. I mean, I wish I sounded like Patsy Cline. I would give my kidney to sound like Patsy Cline, like right now.
Just one kidney?
From a medical student, I would let them take out my kidney to get to do that. But
one kidney, though,
one.
For Patsy Cline.
Yeah, well, I need one.
But, you know, if you had your druthers, mm-hmm. Is there a singer you really would like to sound like?
No, but I wish that my speaking voice sounded like George Sanders, that actor who played Shere Khan in The Jungle Book. I can't imitate him, obviously.
I can't either.
Because I don't have that
range,
but it's fantastic. Or Shelby Foote.
Shelby Foote.
Shelby Foote has the most soothing voice of all time.
Shelby Foote.
Yeah.
Not the man you thought I was. My love is gonna live in North. I had to drag get home by four. Hired hounds at both my wrists. Damp and bruised by strangers. Kisses on my lips. But you're the one, you're that one I still miss. You're the one, you're that one I still miss. And the truth is that it comes as no surprise.
Talk a little bit about the song, People Got a Lot of Nerve.
Well, you know, I kind of have a soft spot for the other predators, too, besides the humans, and elephants that aren't, you know, really predators. They're kind of different, but I don't know. I always feel very bad for large predators in zoos. It's a very sad fate.
But let me ask you this, though, just to play devil's advocate, because sometimes I think when you do go to a zoo mm-hmm. and you see an animal, which mm-hmm. you're never going to see under most circumstances, doesn't it sort of raise one's level of appreciation for that animal?
I don't think it does. No. I think that there's a time and a place for that. I think that, you know, if an animal was really badly injured and couldn't be released back into the wild, and, you know, of course, tigers are endangered, so that would be appropriate, but, you know, perfectly healthy. But, I mean, they go crazy in the jail. They don't like it. You know, I'm not an expert, and I'm not qualified to be, you know, an animal activist. But I care about them, and I wrote a song about them on a killing spree. So I can dream, you know. We get them sometimes. Sometimes they get us. I think there's a balance.
So the saying says, an elephant never forgets. Standing in the concrete cave, so way inside and insane. They walked over the ocean in their dreams, they dreamed awake until the lights grew dim, until the cop cars came. Everybody tells me this crazy, yes I know it. I'm a man, 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 man eater.
An acoustic version of People Got a Lot of Nerve from Nico Case, recorded live at FUV. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.